A person is in custody after an active shooter hoax caused a lockdown at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in Burlington County, New Jersey. This happened yesterday morning. According to the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey, a civilian employee of the federal government made a false report about an active shooter. The base went into lockdown around 11 with all personnel ordered to take cover. The lockdown lifted just before noon. U.S. Attorney Alina Haba says this kind of senseless fear-mongering and disruption will not be tolerated in my state. She promises to bring down the hammer of the law for anyone found guilty of creating unnecessary panic and undermining public trust.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.